the criminal justice system let us down. I mean, we were expecting to get some form of justice, and we were expecting some form of even an apology on Mesley's behalf, Mesley speaking it, or someone from his camp expressing it. We was expecting that the system, the criminal justice system, to allow the jury to come back with a verdict that it came back and that it would stand. And then as we sat there in the courtroom and heard Judge Perry open his mouth and say that he was troubled and that he didn't agree with the jury's decision, then really allowed us to see just how racist some judges can make this criminal justice system.
What would you say to Mesley as he walks out a free man on Monday?
You know, I've said over and over for the past 2 years that we as a family expected an apology. Rita Williams on KTVU Channel 2 did an exclusive to Johannes Mesley on Northern California National Television to share his sentiments or his expression of what he did. Now, one time did he even volunteer to say to the family that he apologized for this so-called egregious mistake that he had made. So, I mean, to ask me what would I say to him, I've said before that if once he's held accountable and he serves 14 years, or more for the murder he committed, then only then can we honestly say that we may have some forgiveness in our heart. This man is not remorseful for what he did, nor has he attempted in the past 2 years plus to even apologize in letter form or verbally. No one from his camp have contacted us verbally or in letter form expressing their concern and sorrowness for the pain that we are experiencing. And yet people think that we should allow this to just go as if it never occurred. We got young men being killed every day in Oakland by police officers. That how can we forget it? This is not going to end at this point.
You know, he did put a letter out to the media, but you would like to see a personal letter addressed personally to your family or for him to approach your family.
That's correct. It's basically coming to our knowledge that he didn't even write the letter. Because had he had wrote the letter, he would have stood behind the letter. This was all a ploy. This was all by design. It was right before the jury was going to make a decision on the case. And then he puts out a letter, supposedly, that asked for some forgiveness from the family and the community. The letter wasn't addressed to any member in the family. It was addressed to the public. It said, to the public. I mean, that was a slap in the face in itself because even the public didn't believe the letter. But we are the victims, and yet there has been no open apology on his behalf from him or anyone in his family or anyone in his camp or even Reigns himself that Mesley was sorry for what he did. No one has addressed the family and said that to us publicly or even unpublicly. You know, and so for people to ask, well, what if he apologized now? If he apologizes now, it would be suspect. There is not much that we can say except for the fact that if he was to do it tomorrow or on Monday when he's out, then it would be held in suspect.
So I guess the only thing that's left is how do you hope he spends the rest of his days?
What we got to do is not be concerned about what he did now, but be concerned about what we could do about what he did. And that is continuously advocating for the true justice that Oscar deserved, and that is for him to be held accountable. And of course, that entails much conversation with the Department of Justice. And not only that, allowing our God to bring closure with us in the way that we need it within our own family.
What does it feel like, or, you know, to know that he will be walking around a free man come Monday?
It's painful, and it actually is recharging me because it allows me to see that we have no justice, or we haven't received any justice, and that I need to look at the rest of my life in this pursuit of seeking justice, not just for Oscar, but the fact that police brutality needs to be addressed in such a way that we begin to pay attention to the injustice that especially men of color are suffering at the hands of police officers. So I am pained at the fact that he's not held accountable, but recharged in living my life to pursue the justice that we deserve. what we need to remember, we have a mother who has lost a loving son that she loved dearly, and that she, on her birthday night, instructed him, Oscar Grant, to catch the BART train. And then she had to experience this tragedy. We have a daughter, you know, my niece, Oscar's daughter, who right now pains for her daddy and shares this emotion. Being in a car and seeing a police officer, she'll say to the other young cousins of hers, duck, policeman. Shows just how heinous and egregious this murder has inflicted on these children. You know, and so, and then we have a family, and all we've asked for from the beginning was some form of justice and accountability with an apology, and haven't got neither.
Do you know how Oscar's mom is feeling?
Right. You know, my sister Wanda, Oscar's mother, expresses the fact that where's the accountability? You know, when do people of color, you know, simple families, receive justice? You know, and there's many across the United States. We're not just the only family that have experienced this, not with the officer, but just with the criminal justice system, too. And so she's hurt. She's pained. And the thought of him being released is hurtful. And, I mean, and it happens at a time when, you know, my father's hospitalized. And we got to suffer his pain and then reflect on Oscar and what happened with him. It's not healthy, and it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's painful. That's just what it is.